Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is Tuesday, the 17th day of October 2006, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have wide open phones for the full 3 hours. Whenever the news gets really hot and heavy and a lot's happening, I tend to cancel guests, and I've not had guests on in the last few broadcasts. I've had, I guess, a few little mini guests who pop in with some information. And we have one of those, an expert on torture, joining us just for about 10 minutes at the bottom of the hour. I had reported a few weeks ago that Bush had signed the Military Commissions Act, H.R. 6166. But he hadn't signed it. The news had reported that he was scheduled to sign it about a week and a half ago, but then I learned last week that he hadn't. Well, now he did sign it just a few hours ago from the White House. And so we'll recap and go over what this bill does that is now law. Of course, it's totally unconstitutional, completely criminal, and is treason against this country. But in the meantime, let me run through some of the news that is coming up today. North Korea sanctions are war declaration. That's what the North Korean Stalinist state is saying with the soft United Nations resolution against the rogue state. And it truly is a rogue state armed by our criminal government as usual. But that is blasphemy and a no-no to talk about what is publicly admitted. Kim Jong-il could suffer the same fate as Romania's Ceausescu, the press is reporting. We could only dream. International leaders propose Asian Union. This happened over the weekend. I barely mentioned this yesterday. I want to spend a lot of time on this Korea Times story. It was also in the major Japanese and Chinese publications. Big news. They voted and officially set it up. International leaders propose Asian Union, and really frightening news that broke yesterday and today, Web could be terror training camp, Homeland Security Chairman Michael Chertoff says, needs to be regulated and controlled. And that dovetails with the European Union declaring control over the Web and saying they are going to ban hate speech on the web here in the U.S. and in Europe under treaties. They are going to arrest anyone who posts video blogs that are unlicensed of any type under EU control. And they are going to arrest anyone deemed to be involved in xenophobia or hate. You criticize open borders, arrest it. If you criticize anything, arrest it. The tyranny is here. The unions are here, the North American, European, Asian. They're all here. The tyranny is here. The article starts with amateur video bloggers under threat from EU broadcast rules. That's Times Online, but that's really not as important as the fact that hate will be punished by long prison sentences. I have another report that I noticed isn't in my stack, didn't print. I'll grab it during the break. And that's in Europe. They're banning trans fats. They're moving to ban them here in Chicago. And, of course, In New York, Austin's now discussing banning it. And it's not going to stop there. It's just total regulation over what you eat and what you do. A hell pit of micromanagement and control freak wonderland. Marijuana consumption drops in UK despite liberalization laws. They're all shocked that as soon as they legalized it, basically, no one wanted to smoke it anymore. The trendies don't do things if they're legal. You didn't know that? And TSA screener faces theft charges. Poll shows support for Iraq war at all-time low. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Hello,
folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want. Fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, again, it is October 17th on this Tuesday, 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I was thinking this morning, getting ready for the broadcast, that all of this stuff's really happening. They've shut up the North American Union. They're having official governmental meetings in secret. It even comes out in the mainstream press that that our new North American government is meeting in secret because we're not allowed to know. They're making agreements on toll roads, the taxes for the North American Union in secret. That's now even in the news here locally in Austin. The grid is going in. I saw them putting up more cameras and more face scanning, license plate scanning cameras about 200 yards from my house this morning. Wanted to go home and get a video camera and pull up and, you know, videotape the inside guts of the control terminals because the technician had it open. The cameras are going on and microphone standard on all the new computers. I was computer shopping this weekend. Everything has it now. Built-in cameras, built-in microphones. They're openly announcing the government and Google and everybody else is going to just listen to you and watch you in your home without asking. They just calmly announce it. It's no big deal. All right, I'm already starting to rant. Web could be terror training camp, Chertoff says. This is in Reuters. Disaffected people living in the United States may develop radical ideologies, can't have that, and potentially violent skills over the Internet that could present the next major U.S. security threat, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff said yesterday. Now, just think about that statement. He was speaking to a group. Think about that statement. The web could potentially teach people how to be dangerous or radicalize them. See, it could potentially. It's posing the new terror threat. And you're actually the terrorist, Mr. Chertoff. People you work for carried out 9/11 and many other declassified terror attacks that are not debated. And you are busy robbing the treasuries, robbing the Defense Department treasury and pension funds publicly. Again, Associated Press, trillions missing, almost $4 trillion. You are busy butchering the entire country. And so, of course, terrorist criminals are going to set up a new secret police Gestapo to try to make sure that the good people of this country can't stop them. And, of course, they're going to call radical ideologies, you know, ooh, a new threat. Oh, there's going to be a new threat emerging. It's called the American people getting wise to you, you little pinheaded crook. You slime bag lizard. Web could be terror training camp, Chertoff says. Disaffected people living in the United States may develop radical ideologies and potentially violent skills. See, now violent skills like learning how to shoot guns, oh, that's evil too. We now have a capability of someone to radicalize themselves over the Internet. Oh, they could get radicalized. Can't allow that, Chertoff said on the sidelines of a meeting of International Associations of the Chiefs of Police. They can train themselves over the Internet. They never had to necessarily go to a training camp or speak with anybody else. And that diffusion of a combination of hatred and technical skills and things like bomb making is a dangerous combination, Chertoff said. Those are the kind of terrorists that we may not be able to detect with spies and satellites. Oh, yes, spies. All the spies that you really have out trying to provocateur idiots into blowing stuff up or shooting people. And when you can't, your spies just go ahead and do it most of the time themselves. Don't they? Don't they, demon boy? Chertoff, who in Russian literally translates, I thought it was an urban legend. I went and looked it up in a German dictionary. I mean, excuse me, Russian, phrase, word, online, you know, major. Well, there's a whole bunch of them you'll look up, and it really does mean of the devil or son of the devil. I think you'd change your name if your name meant son of the devil or of the devil in Russian. Chertoff pointed to the July 7, 2005 attacks on London's transit system, which killed 56 people and were carried out, of course, by MI6, but that doesn't matter. You know, we've just had former top commandos from the British military on, the heads of IRA operations, telling you that British MI6 and MI5 and Army commandos ran the IRA and literally went out and ordered their underlings to carry out attacks, and when they refused, they would kill them or kneecap them. And that over 70% of all terror attacks in the last 30 years in England and in Ireland have been purely carried out by British intelligence. It's all over major British news. It's a public secret. You are the killers and the terrorists. You need to be arrested, scum. And if you don't mind me getting fired up and upset, I'm sorry, people. I mean, we are literally have terrorists running our government. And I'm letting it hit me square in the eye. I am consciously realizing it. Just like I recognize the beauty of this world, and I have wonderment. Again, I'm not just tuned into this evil. I'm also tuned into the good stuff in this world. But here on this broadcast, we fight evil. And I'm tuned into how real this is, how wicked these people are, and how much danger we're all in while these terrorists are in control. And it takes desperate measures for desperate times to come right out with who they are. None of you are safe. Police, firemen, government workers, CIA, FBI, generals, all of you that serve this system. That's why a lot of you are waking up and going public, and I commend you. Chertoff pointed to the July 7th attacks in London. Give me a break, you terrorist. To help gather intelligence on possible homegrown attackers, Chertoff said Homeland Security would apply 20 field agents this fiscal year into intelligence fusion centers, where they would work with local police agencies. It's more like tens of thousands. And these fusion centers were the FEMA emergency centers put in 99. By the end of the next fiscal year, he said the department aims to have 35 staffers. It's a lot more than that. By the way, CENTCOM openly has announced they have hundreds and hundreds of troops. and we already knew this, on the blogs, on the internet, lying and posting and, quote, fighting the radicals that are against the war. He actually says that there are these radical bloggers that are hurting the war effort, and so the general of CENTCOM, I have his press release openly now. It's just, yes, the army is fighting the evil people lying on the blogs inside the U.S. That's totally criminal. The Congress has said it's totally illegal, repeatedly. Governmental Accounting Office, GAO, Governmental Standards Offices, it's illegal. It violates a whole plethora, a string of laws, and here they are just openly throwing down the gauntlet going, CENTCOM is out engaging on the blogs, and they got fake blogs, and they're on the blogs, and you can tell it's the same guys. You can go to hundreds of sites that have TerrorStorm posted on it, the message boards, and it's the same thing said, cut and paste everywhere, attacking me. And it's un-American Nazi traitors. I mean, these people are literal black shirts, folks. Literal SS scum. But they're so stupid. Again, the enemy can't get very good personnel. We have the thinkers, they have the stinkers, as Mark Kornke loved to say. And it's true. And he's now rotting in prison, of course. I'm setting him up in Michigan. But we've got the thinkers, they've got the stinkers. And so it's so stupid what they write. And everyone catches them cutting and pasting. And everyone already pointed out they're a bunch of feds. I mean, our military folks isn't supposed to be running around on the web posing and posting and lying and doing all of this. But they're doing it. Domestic propaganda no longer hidden in your face. And you know why they're having to do it? Because we're exposing these terrorists. And let me tell you, when somebody goes in there in our military and posts propaganda in newspapers and writes fake letters to the editor and attacks people like mine, I see these bastards all over the web. They're saying I should be killed. Go read it. You go to the message boards. They're saying I need to go to prison. They're, just like O'Reilly said, Fetzer needs to be grabbed and arrested before Limbaugh attacked me. He said these fake liberals need to be, this media, he said they need to be... when I say liberal, I say fake liberal. He said these liberal blogs and this new media, they need to be arrested as traitors. See, that's a talking point now. Good. Show us who you are. Good. Go ahead and arrest me. Go ahead, you bastards. Go ahead and grease me out on the street. That'll water the tree of liberty. All I care about is taking you down. And I mean taking you down in the InfoWars, scum. Showing everybody what you are. We're going to win. I smell blood. I do. I know we're going to win. We got you, man. Let me tell you, I'm like an octopus, and a million more of us are like octopus or a giant squid. We got our tentacles wrapped around your neck, and all we care about is taking you down in the deep. We don't care if we go down with you. Because other meek and weak little people need to go on and live in freedom. And it's up to real men to stand in the gap and take you down, no matter what. And with this fighting spirit, we can't be beat, scum. Amateur video bloggers under threat from EU broadcast rules. The government is seeking to prevent EU directive that could extend broadcast regulations to the internet, hitting popular video sharing websites such as YouTube. The European Commission proposed would require websites and mobile phone services that feature video images to conform to standards laid down in Brussels. Ministers fear that the directive could hit not only successful sites such as YouTube, but also amateur video bloggers who post material on their own sites. Personal websites would have to be licensed on a television-like service. And it says, Vivian Redding, the media counselor and commissioner, argues that the purpose is simply to set minimum standards on such areas as advertising, hate speech, and the protection of children. And all speech against these criminals is hate speech. And if you try to fight the pedophile rings running the government, then you're hurting the children. But Sean Woodward of the broadcasting minister described the draft proposal as catastrophic. He said, and he goes on to say in the, it has the sections, it is criminal to post any video on the web, period. Brussels is announcing world government power right now over the entire internet. Justice Chertoff, the criminal, is saying they're going to have Homeland Security criminals over every command center in every major city, brainwashing the moron police and moron emergency workers. Bunch of thumb-sucking fools. All right, we'll be right back. Man, I'm so sick of these terrorists. We'll be right back.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified, simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today, that's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Admit it, the moral rot in America runs deep. Massive debt, rampant materialism, pedophilia by clergy, endless war, and yes, the sin of religious cannibalism. Communion was practiced by the Aztecs, Egyptians, Babylonians, and Gnostics of the mystery schools long before the Messiah was born. Due to carefully placed forgeries within the New Covenant texts, the worship of pagan gods prevailed. The Church's sacred cannibalism service, known as communion, is based upon words the Messiah never said. The Savior was no cannibal. He lived and taught the Torah. See proof. Get the book. Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon today. Write to Two Witnesses Ministries, P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Or call 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics did hijack the NT to fulfill their devious plan to make abomination look holy. Gnostic conspiracy exposed in Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon. Call 325-572-3913.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Go read this Times of London article. It'll be criminal if you don't go through all the regulations and taxes and they're going to charge you to put video on the web, because we're going to bring these terrorists to justice. They're scared of us. And look, I know a lot of police are patriots and love this show, and I know a lot of emergency people do too, but when I talk about the scum, I mean the people that just are totally blind to what's going on. I mean, this is real. The country is being dismantled. They've abolished the Bill of Rights. That terrorist, phony president who was never even elected both times just signed this unbelievable enabling act today. They are openly talking about restricting and shutting down areas of the web. They are getting rid of our borders and our sovereignty. It's all happening. Listen, I'm one of the saps who gets tears in his eyes when you're at a football game and they have the Star Spangled Banner. I love this country. And believe me, it's dying right now. It's all happening right now. You understand, ladies and gentlemen. On 100 fronts, we're getting hit. Now, the good news is the enemy's made their move, so they're revealing themselves right now. And our credibility's gone out of the stratosphere here. It's rocketed because everything we told you is now happening. And let me tell you, you're not going to like the stuff that comes after this. It's going to get real bad, ladies and gentlemen, unless we exert our muscles right now in the information war like savage berserkers. I mean, you've got to be ready for whatever comes to fight these people at every level. You've got to put your life on the line. You've got to put your treasure on the line. You've got to do it all. Look at the other news I've got. It has been admitted by the Pentagon that the anthrax shots they've given the troops in the last 10 years have really killed and maimed a lot of them. It's very poisonous and still experimental. And I have the Washington Post. They're going to give the troops the anthrax shot again, 200,000 of them. And my friends, I've interviewed top scientists, top doctors, top vaccine developers, epidemiologists. Weaponized anthrax that the Russians would use or that foreign enemies would have has between 100 and 300 different types of spores. This shot covers 7 spores and does nothing. You know why the police and firemen and emergency workers, who I guess really aren't complete idiots, they're smarter than the general public. Remember 3 years ago when they ordered them all with no law, they just said you must take the smallpox? And then all these top doctors and others said, I'm not going to take it. It doesn't even protect you from weaponized smallpox, and it'll actually spread real smallpox and will kill thousands of people if millions take it. And literally no one took it. I remember talking to police at gas stations and places, or I'd see them on the street, and I go, are you going to take that? No, we heard about it. We're all refusing. The union's saying no. That's Austin cops right here. So I guess you're not as stupid as some people, but you still need to realize that you're under attack just like I am. This stuff's real. I mean, go read what they're making the troops take. They shut the anthrax plant down 3 separate times up there, and they have millions and millions of ampules of it, and they're going to go ahead and make people take it. My head is spinning right now. I just can't believe how bad it's gotten. Look, I have it here. Raw Story reporting. They have the press release and the public emails released by the CENTCOM general. Raw obtained CENTCOM email, the bloggers. And CENTCOM openly says that they are out there fighting the American people. Your military's not supposed to fight you. They're not supposed to go out and propagandize in the United States media. And they've been caught criminally doing it under the $1.6 billion fake news plan. Congress told Bush it was all illegal. He increased the funding. And one small part of that is CENTCOM's gotten so morally warped that they openly think they can announce they're engaging in this criminal behavior. Digressing and getting into another subject here. Marijuana consumption drops in UK despite liberalized laws. This is being reported in all the major British papers. We've got a whole bunch of them here. The use of marijuana in England and Wales has fallen. In the 3 years since, penalties on the drug use were eased. I've been in front of Parliament while people are smoking marijuana when I was there, in front of the police. Okay, it's basically legal. The Independent reported October 14th, the trend defied predictions that the use of the drug would rise as a result of the charge. Well, 3 other European countries basically decriminalized it over the last decade, and marijuana use plunged. Because when you make the stuff legal, most of the people out there smoking it do it to be trendy. They quit smoking it. They made booze illegal. They made whiskey illegal. They made beer illegal. Above what, 2.5%? Because you could have near beer. For 9 years during the Prohibition, and alcoholism more than tripled. And the crime syndicates grew by tenfold, and the police became corrupted. And that's exactly why the government criminalized it. Just like they criminalized heroin and cocaine that you could buy by the ounce at every drugstore in this country. And when they criminalized it, drug use increased.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
It's a dark day for the Republic. The country is on its knees, bleeding to death. Got an arm chopped off, got a leg chopped off. I'm just here begging the country to wake up and tie a tourniquet around the leg, the arm. The country's going into shock, turning white, passing out. I mean, if I have to give you an analogy, that's really what we're facing. Much of the Bill of Rights was abolished. You know, I wrote that article the day that the Congress passed it, two Fridays ago, now almost three Fridays ago, coming up this Friday. And I was heartened that a week and a half later, Oberman did the exact same analysis and showed that 9 of the 10 Bill of Rights completely and totally abolished. It does affect U.S. citizens. Top legal scholars at Harvard, at Princeton, at UT have all done an analysis that mirrors my analysis. And again, a lot of people saw my analysis and said, oh, that's a little harsh. Well, you didn't go read the U.S. Code and how it connects into Patriot Act 1, the reauthorization. You see, the president, the defense secretary, or their designates decree you an enemy combatant, and then you are not a citizen. So it's a little play on words, a little lawyer-type behavior. And I'm freaked out, folks. John Yoo writes memos, and he gets, you know, confronted at a CFR meeting. He writes memos for the White House as their counsel, assistant counsel to Gonzalez when he was head counsel, and says we can torture children in front of their parents. And for a while, there's denial by the neocons, and now Limbaugh and others just say, yeah, okay, we can torture people. And they change the definition of torture to pressure in this bill. And they're using the Patriot Act, thousands of cases and non-terror-related cases domestically. The federal and state courts are ruling they can. This new legislation gives the president basically a final days of the office. This is now a pre-pardon for himself and all of his cronies and pomps. Even Bob Woodward's saying it. We're going into a dictatorship. There's no putting perfume on a pig. I'm totally upset. Things are happening faster than even I thought they would. They're doing it right out in front of everyone. Chertoff's running around talking about regulating the web. The EU's calling for it to shut down all hate speech or anything that criticizes them. It's just so upsetting. We're going to go to our guest here in just a moment. I hope that you will visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now and JonesReport.com. Because Google, three separate times, we've now confirmed and they've press released and admitted that we've entered the top 100 of Google Video. My new film, Terror Storm, that I, again, spent, I kept saying 85, it's more like 95,000 making this film. Then paying for the mastering even more, printing up 10,000 copies even more, so it's well over, actually. It's almost $110,000. We've exhausted much of our treasury. We hope that you will support us by buying the DVD at Infowars.com with the 68 minutes of extras from the historic 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium, 2 hours of which was covered by C-SPAN, but we got 68 minutes of the highlight of the two-day event and put it on the film. I hope you'll go get the DVD, but regardless, frankly, it doesn't even matter. It's good to have an original copy and make good copies from that to give people in the fight against the criminals. The Hitlerians that have taken control and are taking more control by the millisecond. But if you go to Google Video and link through, they have now, in the past, low-res versions that others uploaded made it into the top 100. The high-res version that we uploaded has made it into the top 100. Google Video has erased our millions of views to knock us out of the top 100 at least three separate times, we've now confirmed. They've done it for a third time. And now, finally, a high-res version that people link to has made it into the top 100. It is rapidly climbing. I'm sure they'll delete it any day now, but we need to rush the gates, and everyone needs to go to every message board, every website, everyone, please post it, call into every talk show. We now have a high res, so even more people will watch it and enjoy it and be informed by it. In the top 100, it's like 87 right now. And why does that matter? Why do we care about the ratings? Because tens of millions a day, over 100 million, I actually went and pulled the numbers, it's every 14 days over 100 million on Google Video. Most of those views are people going to Google Video like it's a normal TV channel. And they go there to select out of the top 100. That's the most viewed page on Google Video. And tens of millions every day have a chance to see Terror Storm. And once you get up in the top 50 or so, you tend to stay there. And we won't have just 5 million views in the last month and a half. We will have, again, adding up all the different versions of Terror Storm that are up there, we will have tens of millions. Exposing 9/11 as an inside job. All right. I want to thank our guests for holding while I went through that. This is very exciting news, though. Halford W. McCoy is a historian and current professor of history at the Center for Southeast Asian Studies, University of Wisconsin-Madison. He received his undergraduate degree from Columbia University, PhD from Southeastern Asian History from Yale University. He primarily researches and writes about Philippines history and the Golden Triangle drug trade practices of our loving government. He wrote The Politics of Heroin in Southeast Asia, a landmark work documenting the interaction between the CIA and the drug trade in Southeast Asia. And he goes on, if I read the bio, would be here 10 years later. He's an expert on CIA torture going back into the late 40s. And he joins us to focus in on the facet of torture and exactly what they do, not just in the public torture camps of Abu Ghraib or Camp X-Ray or the internal CIA camp within the camp, but the actual black op, black world torture centers in the former gulags of Eastern Europe. Thank you for joining us, Alfred W. McCoy.
Thank you, sir.
You heard my little rant and diatribe about the Republic on its knees bleeding to death. I just want to get your take on where you think we are right now, sir, geopolitically, and with the police state unfolding. Give us your analysis, and I'd like to get into the bill that Bush finally signed today, the what they're calling the torture bill. Of course, it's much bigger, but first, please just give us your overview of a historian watching this and studying other societies, where you think the Republic is.
We're unfortunately mired in a situation, actually two situations, rather akin to the 1960s with Vietnam. We blundered into two wars that were poorly planned, devised largely for ideological reasons, with the preparation being done rather poorly, blundering in, responding in a kind of ad hoc basis to what the enemy is doing rather than having a coherent, successful strategy from the outset. And we're getting mired ever deeper in two quagmires, and we're defaulting to some of the worst aspects of covert warfare strategy that we developed during the Vietnam War. In South Vietnam, we developed the so-called Phoenix Program under the CIA, a comprehensive program to break the Viet Cong communist underground with counter-terror, counter their terror with our counter-terror. And the Phoenix Program tortured countless tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Vietnamese. According to the CIA's official statistics given by the director before the U.S. Congress, the CIA Phoenix Program was responsible for over 20,000 extrajudicial executions. It was comprehensive, brutal, and it alienated the Vietnamese people and ultimately contributed to the defeat of the United States in Vietnam and the discrediting of the war among the American people. Well, of course, in Iraq, right from the outset, we began using those tactics, and I suspect that as we learn more and more about the kind of netherworld of dirty warfare in Iraq, we're going to find out that they are using Phoenix-like tactics, particularly militia squads, death squads, where it took us basically 30 years to discover the full depths of U.S. Behavior in Vietnam.
And we found people like Senator Kerry, not the former presidential candidate, folks, the other Kerry, were actually Phoenix operatives, and look at how they were rewarded.
Well, one of the interesting things about the Kerry revelation, there was revelations that he, as a young lieutenant in the Navy SEALs, went into a village in the Mekong Delta, and he admitted to being involved in the slaughter of probably 20 women and children. At the time those revelations came out, nobody said it was Phoenix Program, but it probably was Phoenix Program. It was the only such program operating like that in Vietnam. More recently, the Toledo Blade, a family newspaper in Toledo, Ohio, won the Pulitzer Prize in 2002 for its investigations of the cover-up surrounding something called Tiger Force. And this was a unit of the 101st Airborne that for a period of 6 months, under the orders of its superiors, field-level officers, lieutenant colonels, and colonels, slaughtered literally hundreds of South Vietnamese civilians, mainly unarmed women and children, as, again, an attempt to use counter-terror in a tough Viet Cong area.
You see, when Americans hear the term counter-terror, we think of guys running around in black uniforms saving us from terrorists, but it is kind of like a little lawyer doublespeak. Our government knows exactly what it means. Let's fast forward. I mean, I specifically want to get your expertise on the black world camps in Eastern and Central Europe because, I mean, as bad as Abu Ghraib and the other, you know, 30-something camps in Iraq and the two camps at Camp X-Ray, both the outer and the internal CIA base, I've done quite a bit of study, Professor. I know you've probably done more. What specifically, and what, and we know it's the same players that helped run this stuff in the 60s are over this today and in our government. What do you know about who's being taken to and what's happening in the really brutal camps in Europe?
Well, first of all, those camps were exposed by the Washington Post. They didn't name them. They deleted the sites at the request of the U.S. government. But the camps were, there were two camps of approximately eight camps were operating worldwide from Europe to Southeast Asia. And one was located in Romania and the other, which has a more specific designation, was operating in a place near Szczesny, Poland. And actually the German news magazine Stern sent correspondence to Poland, and through contacts in Polish Secret Service, they specifically identified and described the camp. So it's pretty clear that there was this camp in Poland. The camp shifted, and it seems that the personnel, the captives, were held in bunches and moved around from camp to camp. We don't know the precise details, But they were...
Now, again, you talk about a rogue government, folks, a government so criminal that they have to move their torture camps around because they're so illegal they can't let the press cover it. I mean, that is just unbelievable.
Initially, they were of dubious legality. President Bush, in early 2002, gave the CIA executive authority for a dozen so-called enhanced interrogation techniques that include, most importantly, a technique called waterboarding. And this is actually... A 16th century torture technique. I found an extract in a 1541 Parisian judicial manual, which has a graphic of waterboarding.
Sir, they actually have a graphic at the Tower of London. I was just there last year.
Right, and that was called in 1541 in a French interrogation manual for the French Inquisition, Torturae Gallicae Ordinariae, standard French torture. In March 2005, the director of the CIA, Porter Goss, came before the U.S. Congress, and he called that exact same technique a professional interrogation technique. So in 1541, it's standard French torture. In 2005, the Bush administration rebrands it into a professional interrogation technique, and I would submit that in the 16th century, they knew what was torture and what wasn't torture. Okay.
Well, exactly. So 400 plus years ago, they're calling it torture.
Now we're calling it professional interrogation technique. And that is actually, that goes right to the core. The question of what is torture and what is not torture in this government has really revolved around definitions. Most notoriously, in August 2005, when an assistant attorney general in the Justice Department, Jay Bybee, now a federal judge, wrote a famous memo in which he said that basically he parsed some obscure and irrelevant laws and administrative codes actually relating to Medicare, and he redefined torture, saying that it required severe mental pain, which is psychological torture, had to rise to the level of pain that's caused by organ failure. In other words, through this redefinition, the Bush administration allowed torture right up to, but not including, death.
Yes, and that's exactly what then Alberto Gonzalez wrote, that it isn't torture if it doesn't kill them, but if they accidentally die, it still isn't torture. That's in the memo. And then why do you think you wrote a memo and then even publicly at a CFR meeting stood up for his memo saying that they can even torture little children with pliers on their genitalia? Why? What's wrong with these people to go even that far?
Well, it really comes down to, in a certain sense, the foundational law in the United States. Let me explain. If you look at the law, the Military Commission's law signed by President Bush today in Washington, D.C., okay, you look there, okay, there's two aspects, okay? The law clearly bans brutal physical torture, all right? We've always done that, okay? But the distinctively American doctrine of torture, developed by the CIA during the 1950s and propagated throughout the U.S. intelligence community and among our allies in the Third World throughout the Cold War, is a very different, distinctively American technique, psychological torture.
Well, I've interviewed former Special Forces Green Beret commandos, colonels who would openly on the show admitted, you know, hooking electrodes to women, electrocuting them, doing all of this. And then he even got sued for going public, and then he beat the Special Forces Association in court, and it was all documented. So, I mean, it's incredible.
But, no, if you look at that law, the Military Commission's law, signed by President Bush, okay, when it comes, there's this paragraph called definitions, and it says, you know, the definition of severe mental pain under this law is as prescribed in Section 2340 of the U.S. Federal Code, okay?
Now, and that's the one that says, go ahead.
Okay, that was actually adopted back in 1995, okay? In 1994, the United States ratified the UN Convention Against Torture, abolishing all practices that inflict severe mental and physical pain upon a detainee, okay? Then the United States, in that same year, said, we ratify this convention, but we also did so subject to four detailed paragraphs of diplomatic reservations, saying, in effect, we ratify this treaty except. Okay, and
basically signing statements by the State Department.
Well, it's by the U.S. government. I mean, it's a standard diplomatic practice. Now, if you look at those four paragraphs of diplomatic reservation, what they do is basically they're all focused on a single word in the 26 printed pages of the U.N. treaty. That word is mental. And basically what we did is we said, look, we accept that severe physical pain is outlawed, but we are going to redefine severe mental pain in order to protect the CIA's psychological torture paradigm. And if you look at that definition, okay, among the dozens of very sophisticated CIA psychological torture techniques, including waterboarding, there are only four practices that are banned under Section 2340. Everything else is permissible. Those practices are, for example, forcible injection of drugs. Well, the CIA hasn't done that since the 1950s. Severe threats against a third person. Okay, severe physical pain. Okay, we don't do any of those things. So in effect, Section 2340 bans four practices that we don't use, and everything else.
Well, see, I don't even agree with the definition that dunking somebody's head in water or putting a bag over their head and pouring water into it doesn't cause pain. The panic, the sucking the water down the nose, that's extremely painful.
Right, it is. I mean, water torture simulates death. There is nothing more painful to the body than nearly dying, okay? And it's perfectly legal under this law signed by President Bush.
But it's loving. Professor, one final segment with you. I want to go through some more of these forms of torture. But folks, torturing children's good. It's of the Lord. All the TV shows, well, they do it on 24.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
We have about a 2-minute clip of Lord Bush's signing statement today on top of the legislation basically making him God Emperor of the United States and the rest of the planet. But again, they can pass laws saying black people aren't human beings, as they've done before. It doesn't mean it's a real law. Talking to Professor Alfred W. McCoy in our final segment with him, how much of this torture is really going on, and what type of individuals do they psychologically test for who will carry out these types of torture? And then from all the experts I've just talked to, they say that torture doesn't even really work unless you're looking for false confessions. Please enlighten us.
Sure. Okay. First of all, what's going on right now? Look, at the start of the war on terror, the Bush administration gave orders for these enhanced techniques. The Defense Department under Donald Rumsfeld simultaneously in late 2002 issued parallel orders that turned Guantanamo basically into a ad hoc behavioral laboratory for the perfection of the CIA psychological torture paradigm. These techniques and the general signal that the gloves were off ramified around the globe and reached even conventional U.S. combat units in Afghanistan, units like the 82nd Airborne in Iraq, and so that the abuse became really widespread. Ordinary soldiers were doing brutal tactical interrogations using basically CIA sophisticated techniques of sensory deprivation and self-inflicted pain, puddings, dress positions, short shackling, long shackling, all of that. This is all part of a comprehensive doctrine. Now, what's happened is that actually the yield was, despite what President Bush has said, in September 6th when he introduced this current legislation, the Military Commission Law 2006, into Congress, despite his claims that it works, the yield has been very low, and the revelations about the torture has been politically disastrous. So we're basically pulling back. President Bush announced on September 6th that he's closing all of the CIA black sites and transferring 14 top al-Qaeda to Guantanamo. Moreover, we're now moving away from the harsh, less controlled interrogation of Guantanamo. Basically, we've had the same batch.
But my point is, you can't believe any of these people now who go to trial and say they did it, because they even, some of them have been in torture camps for 4 to 5 years.
Yeah, but right now what's going to happen is that under the Military Commission's Law 2006, that this coerced testimony, particularly old testimony...
It's allowed.
It's allowed, okay? They have to assess the probative value, but basically it's allowed. And here's another thing that's truly appalling. I mean, truly.
So we've
appalling.
Got kangaroo courts with people that were publicly tortured, and that was the point of these all along, as they admitted, for a laboratory of torture and to get fake confessions. Go ahead.
No, the other thing is that under the Military Commission's law, that when somebody is convicted before the military commissions in Guantanamo, whose regulations, by the way, have yet to be defined, then they can appeal upon the conviction to the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. And the U.S. Court of Appeals will then be asked to evaluate the probative value of coerced or tortured testimony. In other words, for the first time in the 200-year history of the American Republic...
They're going to be entering torture evidence into evidence.
Right, which is absolutely barred, for example, under the Fifth Amendment, okay, which bans self-incrimination. Why in 1791 did the framers of the Constitution ban self-incrimination? Well, it wasn't so that the mafia could stand up 200 years later and refuse to testify. No, in 1791... the only form of self-incrimination was that people, when tortured, would testify against themselves, okay? And so in order to block torture testimony in the U.S. courts, we have the Fifth Amendment ban on self-incrimination in the U.S. Constitution.
Well, because of this, Professor, we can't believe any testimony ever coming out of these dungeons. And the courts, to begin with, are kangaroo courts, and even if the court finds them not guilty, the president can still keep them. Professor, it sounds like you've got a little more to add. Let me talk to you during the break for just one moment, because I want you to be able to finish this thought.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodide. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is the GCN Radio Network.